820 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. The war between Israel and Hamas has now killed more than 4,000 people on both sides, including 30 Americans, and the assaults are just expected to intensify. Lynn Hastings is Deputy Special Coordinator for Gaza at the UN.
The United Nations is calling for a ceasefire, and that's really the solution. The solution is not to destroy Gaza entirely so the civilian population has nothing to return to.
But Israel has vowed to wipe out the territory and warn millions to evacuate. Meantime, the U.S. is moving a second aircraft carrier group into the region. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details from Washington.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS's Face the Nation the move is meant to deter surrounding nations.
There is a risk of an escalation of
Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon have already been firing at Israel, and Israel has been firing back.
The U.S. is also dealing with an increase in terror threats and hate crimes. Police in Chicago say a landlord stabbed and killed a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy and seriously injured his mother. Ahmed Rehabs, the head of the city's Council on American-Islamic Relations.
He paid the price for the atmosphere of hate and dehumanization that, frankly, I think we are seeing here in the United States.
The FBI says it's also monitoring activity around synagogues and other religious sites closely. The House will try again this week to elect a new speaker. We get more on that from CBS's Peter King.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan wants the job, but win is not a slam dunk for him. Dozens of Republicans voted against his nomination last week. Fellow Ohio Republican Mike Turner tells Face the Nation you can pretty much forget about bipartisanship after Kevin McCarthy's firing.
It's going to be hard for them in the future when they want to work in bipartisanship when they fired the guy that was sitting there for doing so.
Crucial legal arguments are coming up in Washington against former President Trump.
A Monday court hearing here will be a tricky one for the federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's federal election interference case. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan will be hearing the request from the special counsel's office for a gag order aimed at limiting Trump's public remarks and social media posts about the case.
That's CBS's Tom Foti reporting. Moderna's working on a new super jab combining COVID and flu shots in one dose in Australia. Reporter Scott Maiman.
Moderna and the Australian government have been working together on trial medicine.
You don't want to have multiple needles if you don't need to.
Medical expert Dr. Nick Coatsworth, who admits it may actually not be required in a few years anyway.
I guess we've got plenty of time if it's not coming out till 2026 to look for the evidence of whether we need an annual COVID vaccine.
They're still in late-stage trials. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We got to do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 39. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 55. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Mid-50s, Tuesday, low 60s, Wednesday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
We'll be right back. In case you weren't sure about the title, that was This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image Limited, a.k.a. Pill, also known as the vehicle for John Lydon, who started out his career as Johnny Rotten with the Sex Pistols. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with Tom Petty and Love Is a Long Road. For those who are longtime listeners to Seth Faces the Music, if I actually have any of those, you will know that I play many songs for my favorite group, They Might Be Giants. One of the reasons I like They Might Be Giants so much is they do things, well, not normally. And here is a great example. From their album, John Henry, with an assist by The Ordinaires, here's Oh Do Not Forsake Me.
Oh, do not forsake me, my indolent friends. Oh, do not forsake me, though you know I must spend all my darkest hours talking like this. For I am 1,000 years old. 1,000 years old. Old, 1,000 years old, but what do you know? In my darkest hour, I'm talking like this, for I am 1,000 years old. Oh, some have forgotten the flower of speech and walks through the garden where I go to defend misbegotten notions while talking like this, for I am 1,000 years old. Sure, I'd say that's old. 1,000 years old. But what do I know? In your darkest hour, my indolent friends will be 1,000
And that was Touch the Sky by the Black Pumas, a recent band with a great retro sound. Ooh, love that psychedelic feel to it. And before that, we had another classic alternative anthem. It was Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick. We have to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're talking soul, we're talking 70s, we're talking quite possibly the greatest album ever released. Stay tuned right here on WFHR.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh,
bring you out of the cold. But you don't ever have to hide what you really feel inside. So put them up too high. We can walk together with our hands up in the sky. So put them up tonight. We can come together. We won't give up on the fight.
And that was Too High by Moon Taxi. Before that, we had the great Marvin Gaye with his great album, What's Going On? And the track was Flying High in the Friendly Skies. Up next, we have a Scottish band that's been around for quite a long time. They may seem a little precious because they were named after a French cartoon show, but they have put together a long career of twee pop, I guess you could call it. Either way, I love them. From their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, here's Belle and Sebastian with Dirty Dream number 2.
Happening you to my on your mind. Things creep up on you when you are fast asleep. You are dreaming, you are sleeping, you are stuck to the sheet. No escaping you. In a time so small, there's no escape from you. In a time so small, there's nothing left to do.
Dream till you couldn't see her face, but you saw everything else. Dream to us pretty special beings, you leave this love in yourself. Could you put a name to someone else's eyes? Could you put a face to someone else's eyes? Is it someone that you
one more segment to figure out what is the mystery of today's show on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got those jazzy interlopers into pop music from the late 70s and the early 80s. They were perfectionists, but man, did they create some fun music. You'll hear it when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Thank you.
I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number.
And now you say we're through. I'm losing you.
Born to Lose from the genius Ray Charles from his groundbreaking album Modern Sounds in Country and Western. And before that, we opened up the final segment with Steely Dan and Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. Two songs left before I reveal what the mystery was all about. I hope you figured it out already, but if not, you'll find out in just a couple here. We're going to turn now to the 1980s, a band that I like to highlight every now and then for their interesting take on pop music. From their absolutely essential recording, Remain in Light, here's Talking Heads, Born Under Punches, The Heat Is On.
Thank you. Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was The Church with Under the Milky Way, our final song for the day. And now, time for the big reveal of the mystery. Each song that you heard today had a word in the title that was in the previous song. Yes, go ahead and think back, look back, listen back, however you want to do it. check it out, including this last one, goes back to the first song. So it's an Ouroboros. It keeps going on and on forever, just like we hope this show will. Thanks once again, everyone, for listening to Seth Faces the Music. We'll be back again next week with more songs, a new theme, more fun, and possibly another mystery to solve. We'll see about that, though. So long, everyone.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the